Welcome back, folks. This is Chris. I am your host, as well as all the other wonderful jobs that go along with doing a podcast, you know, recording, editing, finding music, talking to the musicians, all that fun stuff. I do it all. I am a one-man or one-person show, depending on how politically correct you want to be here. So, welcome back to show 84. And getting right down to it, that was Deanna Petkoff. Her song, Stressed, she's from Toronto, Ontario. This was a direct send to me. You can find links to, I believe I used her Facebook page for the link, in the show notes, and you can check out all her stuff. So when she sent this to me, she wrote, "My new single, Stressed, is about frustration, loss of hope, and acceptance of a situation that will never be fixed. The unbearable weight of not feeling good enough for the person you want, thinking they might want you back but can't follow through with their flirtations. Their flirtatious actions is a common feeling. I wanted to encapsulate the frustration that accompanies this. Way too often, I find that feeling is described by leaning heavily on sadness that comes with it, ignoring all of the anger in it as well. I wanted to show the range of emotions women feel with the loss of love that aren't just the sadness of heartbreak. Ultimately, in the end of stress, She's done playing with this person and wants the situation to be over so they can both get on with their lives. Making the decision to be done with that kind of situation is difficult, but often necessary. I decided it was worthy of a song. So if you enjoyed that, you should wander over to her Facebook page and see what else you can find and follow her. Show her some support on Facebook or whatever other social media sites you decide to follow her on. So welcome back, show 84. I believe this means 3 shows on almost a bi-weekly rotation now, if not more. I'm getting back into the swing of making this a regular thing, which I absolutely love. And I am thrilled that we are picking up new listeners. We seem to be getting a steady stream of listeners now over on Spotify, which is fantastic. So thank you, Spotify, for allowing us to have the show over there. And thank you all to the listeners. I would love to hear from you guys, feedback, whether it's about where you listen to the show. We're on a street with construction right now, so even with windows almost closed, the sound still comes through. So if you got that, I do apologize. I would love to know which format you use to listen to the show. Do you grab it from the website and stream it there? Do you download it from the website? Do you have a favorite podcatcher you use that you grab it from? Do you use Spotify? Do you use iTunes? Do you use Google Music? Would love to hear. Because there's always a fantastic podcatcher out there that I don't know about, and I want to know about them all so I can share the love with people and recommend other particular sites. The podcatcher I've been using to listen to all my favorite podcasts lately has been Castbox. So this is a free one. You can opt in to get premium. It's not that expensive. And mostly, you know, the big thing for people if you do opt in for a premium account is getting rid of all the ads. And personally, when I started using it for the first 8 months I used it, I didn't really notice the ads all that much when I was searching for stuff and looking for things. Not as bad as the Spotify not on premium where you're getting ads every so often, but you know, every service has to pay for their service somehow. So right now it works for me, and gotta say, I've really enjoyed the CastBox community over on Telegram, which has been fantastic to learn more about the podcasting app itself. I'm hoping to do some live shows over there. That's been a thing I've been talking about for a while now. It is now September here in Canada, which means back to school, more routines and all that stuff. But we're hopefully chilling out for the rest of the week after the show's done, getting some more projects finished and entering them in the fall fair, which is fantastic. I love doing that every year. My goal is always to get enough in prize winnings that next year's entries are paid for. And if I get a little left over for a treat coffee or something out there, that's fantastic. Though this year it's probably going to be like a treat candy apple or something at the fall fair. Candy apple, caramel apple, something along those lines. There was one booth. Usually they're back every year and they do sliced apples and caramel dipping sauce, which is just like the biggest treat for me when I go to the fair. Yeah, I love it. So if you love fall fairs, you know, look for all the local ones. They should be starting to happen soon, and you should wander out to one and support your community and see what people are entering in the fall fair and all that fun stuff, right? Yes, fantastic. Well, we do have 6 tunes for you today, and that was just the first tune. Everybody today looks to be either from Ontario or British Columbia, and lots of great stuff. I've got at least 3 shows worth of stuff sorted out and ready to go for everybody, which is fantastic. It's definitely helping. So the new system that I started using was I picked up a day planner that was, you know, a little bit late in the year for the planner, so I got it on sale. It is another Happy Planner. That's the brand name. It's called the Happy Planner. I have a couple of these now. They are fantastic. They do them in a couple of different sizes. And the one I've grabbed for the show actually says on the front of it, it's a red planner, which makes it perfect for Insomnia Radio Canada, but it says hashtag mum life. So instead of tracking mum life in here, it's been the podcast. And this one's a nice small one. It's like paperback novel size. And it's got like your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday down one side, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and a mom's daily to-do list. So for me, it's been Monday through Saturday have been bands, so I track the band, the song, where they're from, how they're sending it to me. And I've got a couple lines for little notes if I need to leave them for myself. And then I've got a spot where I can list stuff like, you know, show dates coming up for bands that are touring, or is there something notable coming up that I'm doing? Am I wandering off to interview a band or something? And yes, that is definitely on the to-do list. Trying to sort out the best way to get the best audio quality for you, the listener. And I've already talked to a couple of bands who are very keen to do some interviews with me, which would be fantastic. So if there's a band I've played and you guys are interested in hearing from them, you want to know what they're up to, where they're touring, what inspired them to write a particular song, send me your questions because I'd be happy to talk to the band for you and find those things out. So now that we've played one song and I've babbled and talked and now talked about the Happy Planners, which I absolutely love, by the way, I think they're fantastic, but they need more music stickers. total side note there. But yeah, so I think we should get to some more music before I use up all our time today talking. And hopefully you guys enjoy these tracks as much as I did finding them. Over the next couple of shows, we've got a wide variety of music. I did get some feedback asking for a wider range of music. So trying to venture more into other genres that I don't normally listen to as much. So if I can't find anything wrong with the song audio-wise, the good sound is good. The vocals are good. You know, it's a good mix of music. Doesn't sound like it was recorded in your garage yesterday with your tape recorder. Then chances are I'm going to get it to be more likely to play it, not just something that I like. So, yeah. Thanks to the few people that have sent some feedback in. And Chris at InsomniaRadio.net. Over on Facebook, you can find Insomnia Radio Canada. Or you can do it over on Twitter at IR_Canada. Love to hear from you. And here is our next track.
You know I love you, but you make it so hard. Well, I don't wanna leave you, but you caught me off guard. I got so many questions that you can't explain. You left me with heartache, so much pain. So where you gonna sleep tonight? Where you gonna sleep tonight? Whenever you're wrong, I
Hey, this is Terrence Jack, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
I count 7 days since last Saturday. I've been keeping them like they're my sobriety chips. I count 7 days, wish I could skip away. It'd be better then, waiting, wondering how I lost you. You're so bright, and I'm so blue. You're so tired, and I'm still breaking for you. My drift away. If I can't care for them, then what's the point of holding on to you? You're so bright, and I'm so blue. You're so tired, and I'm still
think, folks, two more great songs. I enjoyed them. Hopefully you guys did too. So up first there we had Dan Moxon, and I hope I pronounced that correctly. And the song was Where Are You Gonna Sleep Tonight? He is from Vancouver, BC, and this was another direct submit. In the original email to me, he wrote, "This is really just a song about the push and pull of a modern relationship. Not wanting to call it quits, but struggling with the daily with day-to-day distractions, busy lives, and trust between partners. It's that feeling when your partner doesn't come home at night and you can't sleep wondering where they might be, or the feeling when things get too overwhelming and you might be moving on yourself." He's very stoked for the upcoming video for this, so you should go check it out. And you should track him down Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, apparently. Up after that, we had Rebecca, spelled with a K, Hawker, Rebecca Hawker, which makes me wonder if we're any relations, because I have Hawkers in my family too. And the track was Round of Fools, and she is from Barrie, Ontario, and this was a lovely direct submit to me. She writes in her original email to me when she submitted me the song, "This is the permission you might have needed to sit in your sadness. We all experience the raw, uncompromising feeling of heartbreak at least once in our lives. My new single music video, Round of Fools, is about unrelenting confession that a broken heart consumes us, marking our timeless timelines and making us feel so many degrees of foolish. No matter how much pain we suffer, when the opportunity to love again presents itself, we will always choose to follow it. So you guys can probably catch this over on YouTube, Spotify, all those great, wonderful places. You can also follow her on Instagram. She's got some pretty awesome pictures over there. And hopefully you guys enjoyed that. So far today, it seems like we've got this little theme going on of relationship songs, which seems to have happened without me trying to do that. I just kind of write the songs down as they come in with, you know, the actual song in the inbox or the link to the download so that I can actually have it for the show, or the CD comes in the mail and I enjoy something. So this is where we're at, folks. We have three more songs. This is the halfway mark, and it looks like today we are going to creep well past that half hour mark. So hopefully you enjoy the extra time with me and all these wonderful songs. So here's the next song.
Yeah. Hello, this is Alistair from the band Featherweight in Toronto, and you're listening to Insomnia Radio Canada.
I'm definitely jumping around the board for genres and stuff today. So let's see, where did we get to? The band was Featherweight. The song was Something Else. They are from Toronto, Ontario, and it was a direct submit. And they wrote, "There's a side of us we show to the world and a side we don't. Our new song, Something Else, dives into the complexities of these two worlds." In the music video, which you can find online now probably, they use some video clips from the 60s because why not? And they say there's a definite element to the song dealing with mental health and how it can affect positively or negatively one's view of the world. We hope this track gets you thinking about certain issues, but with a sense of urgency and importance. We also hope the song track makes you dance. So, gotta thank them for sending that in to me. Then, and I hope I get this completely right, because this is one of those ones you look at and go, I'm gonna mispronounce this. I know I am. Ludic, L-U-D-I-C, so I could get that right. I might have that wrong. The song was To Myself. They are from Vancouver, BC, and it was a direct submit. And they write, "To Myself is our conscious effort to emulate some of the sounds of present-day pop music while still maintaining what makes us Ludic. A bit of pop and maybe even a bit of disco and soul. We wanted to write a song that was as infectious and danceable as it is thoughtful and introspective." So you can hear this now over on Spotify and SoundCloud. And I believe I put a link into Facebook for this. So go check that out. And now that we are past the 30-minute mark and we still have one more track to go, we should definitely get to that. So the last track comes to me from a classmate. He used to live here in Ontario, not too far from me, but now he's living out in the great big wonderful province of British Columbia. Like I said, everything today is from Ontario or BC, and this guy hits both marks technically. So as many of you know, I have played Shane's music before on the show, and he does a whole lot of cover songs, and he posts videos up on Facebook, and I know he's got Instagram, and yes, you can even find him over on Spotify. So he sent me a whole bunch of original stuff. And this all comes to his new album, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong, Shane, you know how to get a hold of me. And we've got a lot of stuff going on here. So the track that I chose to play from the list of songs that he sent me was a track called Brave. And I put links, as always, for all these wonderful bands and musicians into the show notes. And again, I love hearing from you, the fans, the listeners. Again, I want to know how you're listening to the show. What format do you choose? Where do you choose to listen? And send me some feedback, whether you do it on Facebook, email, Instagram. Yes, we are working on getting an Instagram account for the show so that we can post wonderful pictures of bands when we finally start making it out to concerts, because I would really love to make this a full-time gig where I actually get to go out and review bands and share them on the show and see some great stuff. It's been almost a year or more since I've actually gone out and seen a band, so I'm missing out on all kinds of fantastic things by not going out to shows. So check out all these groups, send me some feedback, and hopefully we'll see you in 2 weeks or less for show 85. So have a wonderful day, evening, week, whatever time it is you are listening to this show, and enjoy this last track. Cheers.